You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch into hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. So enjoy them on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. Reese is on the line still in Florida. Reese, you were calling for a different reason than to tell us your drug story. So what else was on your mind tonight? Or did we
for a while, and I agree with a lot of the libertarian stuff you talk about, and
yes,
that's pretty much how my mindset is, but I've never heard you guys talk about what you think about guns. And,
guns? What do you think about guns?
Excuse me?
What do you think about guns?
Oh, what do I think? I think, I don't know if I would agree that I'd want them all to be legalized, because, I don't know, I kind of worry about, I kind of just take it home, and I think about, like, my family, how I wouldn't want to know that my mom is out on the road and someone could get road rage and shit, or not that that couldn't happen anyway, but I don't know, I'm kind of pro-psychiatric, but I'm more pro-psychiatric evaluations, and I don't, but, like, I don't know, I'm peace-loving, so I really don't see the need for guns anyway, but that's just not reality. So right. I'm really more interested in what you have to say.
Neither is the psychiatric evaluation situation, simply because if the government wants to limit guns, then we're all crazy. Bam. Just like that, you know?
Yeah.
Especially you liberty folks.
Don't you think that crazy people really have the right to protect themselves, too?
Yeah, I guess they do, but
I'm not qualified.
I don't know who is qualified to call anyone crazy.
Right, and that's really the issue. You know, I'm a convicted felon. It makes perfectly good sense to most people, especially when they don't think about the issue, they don't put any time into it, to say, yes, we shouldn't give guns to convicted felons. They're bad people. They've proven they're bad people. What in the world? We wouldn't allow them to have guns. But when you think about it, I've been out of prison for 10 years now, Ian, something like that.
Now,
I spent 9 years in, but I've been out 10 years. I should have the right to protect my family. I've got a little son on the way.
Your
family sacrifices because you can't protect yourself.
There you go.
Well, now the good news is we live in New Hampshire where gun crime is relatively on the low side, and it's interesting when you look at the world of guns, and I'm sure Nick can speak more to this than we can as a New Hampshire native. The guns are even accepted by many of the Democrats in New Hampshire. It's kind of a much more gun-friendly culture up here. But as a result of all the gun freedom that New Hampshire has and Vermont has and Alaska has, those are three of the more gun-friendly states in America. As a result of that, per capita, the gun violence is very, very low here.
Well, and I believe Florida, they adopted less restrictive carry laws, and their crime rate went down. It's not as low as, say, New Hampshire or Vermont. But they did, when they eased their carry restrictions, overall the violent crime rate dropped. So,
right.
The statistics generally bear out that in states that move towards less restrictions on law-abiding people owning guns, or anybody owning guns, because the criminals are going to have them anyway.
So the same can be said about drugs. Like if you were legalized drugs, you would have you'd have less crime. You wouldn't even have a reason to pull a lot of people over.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, but you're also, absolutely, ending the drug war would play a big part in ending violent crime. But, it would. Both of them probably help.
And it's also an international thing. It's not just that, if you look at America, if you look at American cities and American states, and you see, okay, well, these states have more gun restrictions, these states have less gun restrictions, the states with less gun restrictions that have more gun freedom have less gun violence. I mean, that's just a fact. The places like Washington, D.C. and New York City, I think D.C. is one of the murder capitals of America, and they've got some of the most restrictive gun laws. But it's also international. If you look at Australia and the United Kingdom, both of which have, within recent years, enacted some pretty severe handgun restrictions, as soon as Great Britain enacted its handgun ban, armed home invasions went drastically up because the criminals who, as you said, Nick, they don't care about the law. They're going to have guns whatever the law says. So the criminals know that the law-abiding folk are now disarmed, the vast majority of them. They literally were just walking into people's homes, busting into people's homes in the middle of the day or whenever people were home. They didn't care anymore. They weren't even trying to be cautious about it because they knew there was no chance they were going to come up against some armed opposition.
It can be said, and if you watch usually anti-gun films like Bowling for Columbine, it is true when the anti-gunners say that there's less gun crime in countries like England, but they never had that many firearms to begin with. They just never had a... Well, but they ignore the fact that in the United States we have much fewer hot burglaries, which is what you were talking about, breaking in when people are home. Mm. That's not done in the United States, not because everybody owns a gun, but because
there's a chance,
and it's a fairly decent chance. It's a real possibility that a burglar breaking into a home that's occupied will get shot or possibly get shot, and that deters crime. It really does. And you know, you can look to countries that have more guns than us, as long as you keep it to, you know, the developed world.
And some of the statistics that they use to say that, gun crime has increased or has decreased because of this gun provision that we've, managed to put in place is, you know, they'll screw with the numbers because there's crimes out there that are gun crimes that aren't violent crimes. For instance, armed burglary. They'll, the idea is that somebody broke into my home with a gun on their hip, right? Well, if you break into a house and steal a gun out of it because it's valuable and you can sell it for a couple $100 at the pawn shop, you've just committed armed burglary. That's a crime that they can move in and move out when they play with these statistics. How to lie with statistics, you know? So, and
do you know if it's considered armed robbery if the gun isn't loaded?
If you steal a gun, it's on
robbery. I believe in New Hampshire, the threat of if you use a weapon to rob somebody, even the threat of a weapon, even if you didn't actually have a gun, but you'd walk into a bank and say, "I have a gun," you're charged as if you had a weapon, if that was your threat. You threaten violence with a deadly weapon.
A person can do something rash and crazy.
And allowing the government to get a hold of controlling guns is a slippery, dangerous slope. Because, again, it's not going to be you or I that makes the decisions as to, well, who's going to be allowed to have them and who's not. They're going to start somewhere, and then those rules are going to expand out to the point where now we have over 20,000 gun laws on the federal books alone. That doesn't count all the state governments and all their gun laws. And the definitions continue to expand as far as who's included in the group of people that can own guns. We already know that felons in most places can own guns. Now they're talking, I believe it's to be the case soon that many veterans who have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder,
right.
Some sort of mental
PTSD.
Any veteran diagnosed with any kind of mental disorder, or any American, now may be prevented from owning firearms. And so they just continue to expand that definition out. And some cities, again, it's just banned for everybody. And then you've also got eventually it's going to go to the next step. Once they ban guns for everyone, which some people would like to see happen in America,
and the government's never going to ban it for themselves.
Then it goes to knives. And if you think I'm joking, that's what they're doing in the United Kingdom. Now last year they had a knife turn-in week or a month or something where they were allowing people to come down to their local police department.
Knife amnesty.
Yeah, and turn in their knives. So, I mean, there's no end to the insanity. The fact is, an armed society is a polite society, and the statistics back it up. Thank you for the call tonight, Reese.
I appreciate it.
800-259-9231.
One example that gets overlooked a lot when the anti-gunners usually turn to a handful of countries in Europe where they can kind of play with the numbers and make it seem like guns cause a much higher murder rate in America, but they always overlook countries like Switzerland, which have even less gun laws than the United States and a lower crime rate. So,
yeah.
You know, their arguments really don't hold up, but they can play with the numbers. And most, I've noticed that they usually just appeal to emotion. They talk about that one case where
a crazy man
got a gun and killed a child, which does happen, but likely would have happened even with the gun laws in place.
It's an emotional issue. I mean, I can totally understand why people would want to eliminate guns. My mother-in-law just said recently, I think the world would be better if we didn't have guns. I can't argue with her on that particular point. It's a tool. It's not something I would bother arguing with.
The fact is,
we do have guns. You're not going to be able to pass a law that's going to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever, ever are you going to make them go away. And therefore, the only people that are you can make turn on their guns are the good law-abiding citizens.
You know, Mark, I've in the past on the show, and probably more than once, I've said that I agree with that point, that, boy, it sure would be nice. But now I think about it, I don't know if I agree with that anymore, because one of the things that's great about a gun is that it is the great equalizer. So if you're a little lady or a little person in general and you're up against some hulking thug, having a gun can really help you out in that situation. And so, even in the absence of guns, the marketplace would develop some sort of technology to equalize the odds between the little people and the big people that are going to hurt them. So that's one of the important roles that guns play in society. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com. The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy them on us. Including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials there and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. Back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes, on the issue of guns and gun control, I think there should be a very simple measure on whether or not you can own something is that if you can tow it, you can own it.
Okay, that's, that works for me.
And I really have a lot of respect for you, Ian, for the positions that you've taken opposing state-sponsored terrorism. And,
well, the state is terrorism, but yes, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, and I think that you being a public person the way you are, you are taking a chance, and there's a good possibility that they may want to come after you and make an example out of you.
Well, you know, what are they waiting for? I mean, they know I'm here. They definitely know I'm here, and they know what I'm doing. So I think there's, you know, while you say there is a good possibility, and I certainly understand that, I think on the other hand, they also probably realize that if they do make a move, that A, they won't shut down the show because we are in the process of setting up alternate locations to do the show from. We already have multiple co-hosts who would fill in. So, I mean, they'd really have to take out all six or seven co-hosts that we have on this show in one fell swoop, and that's not very likely to happen. And they should also understand that if they did something like that, it would give Free Talk Live more free publicity than we've ever received in the history of the show. So even if they did do something like that, then whoever was still left to continue on the program would have all kinds of extra media attention, and the industry, the talk radio industry, would certainly take notice of that. And you know, it's I think it might be. It would be a very poor move on their part to take an action like that against me or Mark or any of the co-hosts on this show. So, you know, that's why I say we're still here. It's been 5 years we've been on the air, over three years syndicated. It's no secret what we're up to. They must know.
I also wanted to sing some praise for the Ridley Report and Dave Ridley. He produces some fantastic footage.
Yeah.
And it's something that you can't get anywhere. I mean,
nope.
His documentation of what's happening in the movement over there, it's very interesting, and it's inspiring to watch his videos, and I enjoy him a great deal. I would like to say though one more thing that I do disagree with you a little bit with on Ian.
Yeah.
Is it's not really a disagreement, but I would like to encourage you to explore more the area of Linux. And the reason why is
go ahead.
Because
sorry.
When you are a Microsoft user, inadvertently you are supporting the state. And this is how.
How's
give
that?
Money to proprietary software, which in turn pays taxes. And if you're using Linux, you're using a much more secure operating system, and it is the possibilities of backdoors being installed in your computer are much less likely.
Hey, I know all the reasons, man. I know all the reasons to go to Linux. It's just the software I want to use isn't there. So it's just not attractive
for me.
Well,
are you sure that there's not a free software? What is the software that you can't find a free software for?
You know, I'm sure they have audio editing software on Linux, and I know they have web editing software, and those are probably the two things that I'm most looking for. But you know, I do like the occasional video game, and they just don't have that on Linux.
You don't play video games anymore.
I don't
have a console if you want to play video games.
What about a dual boot system? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, you know, again, what you're talking about is
learning stuff that I wouldn't want to do, because once I learn how to use a program, I don't want to learn anything new. I find it abhorrent, the whole idea of learning new things. But you know, Adobe Audition to edit the show, and I can just barely do a little bit of stuff in it. And I don't know about I wouldn't want to learn anything new as far as audio editing software.
Right. I just don't. I would have to go through a new learning curve of learning the new operating system. And I know I said I was going to install
When this conversation last came up, I told the listeners I would install Ubuntu to give it another try because they said, "Oh, it's changed so much in 2 years.
You don't even have to install.
And then you know what I ended up doing is I tried burning CDs of the thing and tried booting from the CDs, but problem is my CD burner's is on the fritz, and so those didn't work, and so it's like, I've got to get a whole new CD burner before I can even go into that, and I understand there are alternate ways that you can boot this system. It's just like, I've got emails to answer, I've got business to take care of, I've got things
to
do.
Get stations carrying
the I don't have time to tinker around. What I've got works. So if what I have is working, then why should I go through all this effort to change it just because Microsoft pays taxes?
When you get the blue screen of death and when you get your system crashed, maybe you'll consider using Linux because you're going to get a much more stable operating system.
I understand where you're coming from, but to be fair to Windows XP, I don't get blue screens of death unless there's serious hardware problems going on, and that hasn't happened in a while. My server here in the studio that records each show every night and streams the show is running Windows XP, and it has been running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, since we started the syndicated version of this program. So it's been running without problem for over 3 years now at this point. So, if you're not doing a lot of crazy stuff and not changing your system around a bit, then the system's not going to all of a sudden corrupt itself and go down the drain. I haven't been having problems. If I had, I'd probably seriously be looking at Linux as an option. And I know all the Linux people out there are just, you're not respecting our operating system enough. It's not that I love Windows. I don't. It's just what I know. It's what I know, and it's what I it works. It's working for me. I can get my work done.
That is the problem with Windows, is that most people start out when they buy a computer from wherever they buy it from. It comes with Windows already loaded on it, so they become used to it. But today, Linux is much much easier to use than
ever
before.
I know. Everyone keeps telling me that. At some point I'm going to build a new computer, and maybe I'll put Linux on there and play around with it for a little while when I get the opportunity. And who knows? Maybe it'll convert me over.
Plenty of people out there who would be more than willing to help you. I myself would be glad to. You've given me so much with your program. I'd be more than happy to lend you a hand and walk you through any problem.
Well, thank you. That is so sweet. Seriously, I don't want you to think I'm joking. I really do appreciate the offer, and there are some really talented Linux people out there, and we do run Linux on our server. The Free Talk Live server is running Linux, and we did make a switch because we used to be running Windows on our server, and I said, hey, we can do Linux cheaper. Let's do Linux. And so that made it happen. So thank you for the call, dude. It's not free to run the server. We still have to pay the server company for the hosting.
But that makes the whole cost.
But yes,
because it's free, it makes the whole thing
cheaper. The cost did go down, and hey, that worked for me. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just download it right there from the front page of the website. Free. At freetalklive.com. Plus, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest. You'll be able to meet activists who are already achieving real success in New Hampshire, at achieving liberty in our lifetime, that is. And you can see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's porkfest.com. To the phones and the fun, Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince. Vince?
How are you this evening, Ian?
Just great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to... I was reading the paper here, the top course book here, the TV curse word case.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I heard about that. This is not just for TV. This is for television and radio. And, yeah, they may be deciding as to whether or not stations can be fined $325,000 per utterance of an indecency, or not just an indecency, but a profanity.
F-words or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they said it, Bono on YouTube said, he uttered the phrase F brilliant. I don't know what he said, 2003. That's 5 years ago now.
Yep. It's ludicrous they can take them back. It's really just a tax. I mean, that's all it boils down to, because they know that as long as there's live TV and live radio, you're going to hear unintended utterances on the live television and live radio. And anybody who listens knows that this can happen.
It happens on
our
show.
There's no way to stop this from happening, because there's a lot of people out there that utter these things that, you know, they don't have anything to do with the television station that aired it.
There was some guy that called in last night. He got very upset and let off the F-bomb.
Yep.
So
I understand, you know, you guys got to protect yourself, but
Well, we do, and the network, I think, may have to, if this law goes through, they may have to seriously consider installing a dump box, which means the board operator would have more work to do, but if it's going to result in stations dropping the show because of that, then that'll be something they'll have to seriously consider. But right now, I think...
I was going to say something else. Garrett Trudeau, he writes a comment column for many of the local newspapers, either for the Condoleezza Rice, is Brown Sugar.
As what?
Brown Sugar.
As Brown Sugar, back in 2006.
Well, that's not a... That does not qualify as one of the seven dirty words.
It's a racist comment.
Right. The content of the show is not at issue. You can still have an insulting show. You can still have a rude show.
You can have a bigoted show.
You can still talk about sex. It's just that if you use certain terms, then somebody's going to get upset. And it's absolutely ludicrous. And, Vince, thank you for the call and bringing that up tonight.
Thank you very much.
800-259-9231. It's certainly something we in the broadcast world are keeping our eyes on.
Yep.
Yeah. All in the name of American squeamishness.
That's the part of it. Part of it, though, is it's ludicrous. You can't stop it from happening. As long as there's live radio,
television. If you've got a dump box, you'll stop it.
If The Edge or who's Bono or Slash goes on television.
I think Cher, too, actually.
Whatever, says some dirty word, the television station doesn't have anything to do with that. I mean, I suppose that they could air it 7 seconds
late. They have a responsibility to the young eyes and ears of America.
I think we all know that's much crap.
Well, the idea is that they don't even own their station. They're just allowed to use the public airwaves.
Their license.
It's communist theory, basically. And that's what you get when you have government controlling things. It controls it pretty tightly.
I should point out that I did say you can talk about sex on the radio, and that's true, but you have to keep pretty clinical about it. You can't pander about sex. If you begin to pander to the lowest common denominator, then you're in the world of indecency and obscenity, and the FCC doesn't take too kindly to that stuff either. So, we walk a tightrope here on Free Talk.
Well, they managed to do it on Love Lines, and I'd say...
Love Line can be indecent, but they can't be obscene.
Oh, because of the late
because
night.
Because of late night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see.
The safe harbor, as it is called. So, you know, it's just so ludicrous. Does anybody really believe... Are there any parents in the audience tonight that actually believe that their kids, if they didn't hear curse words on the radio or television set, would be completely unaware of what curse words are?
Right. Now, I don't particularly want to listen to a radio show that has a bunch of curse words in it. I guess if one slipped now and then, it wouldn't bother me. I've certainly used them in my day-to-day life, but that's not how I want to be confronted on the radio. It's not what I want. But if I'm hearing that on the radio, I could just as easily change the channel. I don't need to go ahead and make legislation. So the kids are really, it seems to me, just an excuse. The kids are using these words. Kids are they use more curse words than the generation before them. So far, all the generations do. My generation uses the F word just in regular conversations. No big deal. And I'm sure that the generation beyond that is using it even more than we do.
You know, it's really more the idea that people don't curse, and that's kind of what the purpose of these bands is all about, to portray this sort of fantastic version of America, that, you know, this 1950s,
right,
perfect...
Where we sleep in separate twin beds.
Which, by the way, the 50s weren't the way that it's portrayed.
No.
But that's, you know, that's sort of the idea, is that we want this idyllic white picket fence America where nobody says anything naughty, and the football coaches don't try to sleep with the cheerleaders, and people aren't doing drugs everywhere. You know, this sort of fantastic version of America that doesn't really exist. That's kind of what it's all about. And it doesn't take long for young people to realize that that's just a big joke. And they pick up the attitudes, they pick up the dirty words, and they go and they bring them into their conversation. And even the people, you know, it's funny, we mentioned yesterday, Mark, even at the talk radio conventions, that's really when you get to hear these talk show hosts at their swarthiest.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got this talk radio rumble where they get three righties and three lefties or whatever, and they put them up on the same stage, and boy, there are all kinds of curse words that come out of those guys' mouths.
I mean, it's absolutely true. You know, I was relatively new at the station. I just started working, I think, that day at the radio station where you and I were, and another person was starting. No, it wasn't my first day. I had been there like a week, and another person was starting that day, and Big Jim was down the hall, and he was hollering about something and said the F-bomb.
The general manager of the station.
Right, the general manager of the station said the F-bomb, and then, you know, the person who was getting their tour, their sort of host said, "And Jim, this is the new employee," says, "Welcome to radio. We say F." And, you know, it's just, I don't understand how they, I don't use it in my day-to-day life. I try not to, simply because I don't want to get caught. You know, I don't want to mess up, but
well, and
I certainly have.
It's a word that can be used in so many different ways that it can substitute for a whole lot of regular words. And if you use curse words in that way, you can kind of sound dumbed down. You can sound as though you don't have much of a vocabulary. So there are some real tangible reasons to not pepper your vocabulary with curse words that make sense in the marketplace, in that if you're going in for a job interview and peppering your interview with curse words.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to use it there.
It's not going to work very well for you. But, you know, the fact is, in reality, people do curse. It is something that people do, and it's ludicrous to believe they don't.
In the business culture, it does matter. Like I said, I've used the word, but there's a good friend of mine that I was sort of in business with together. He was my boss, and when all the other employees would be gone, he was very good about not doing these things when other people were around, but when all the other employees were gone, sometimes he would use that terminology with me because he considered me a friend.
I see.
I didn't like hearing it come out of his mouth. Well, when you're now, if I were his boss or something like that, maybe that would affect my decision somehow, you know, subconsciously when I was deciding between his promotion and the other person's promotion. You've got to be very careful using that terminology. It's just it's friend backyard terminology if you're going to use it at all.
Yeah, well, I don't know. My boss uses it sometimes, but not around other people. I mean,
not around clients.
Right. But for whatever reason, real estate offices, people get trucker mouth. And when there's no clients around, I mean.
Well, welcome to America. I mean, it happens everywhere.
Fourth graders, you couldn't air most of their conversations over the radio.
You know, what would happen if the words weren't forbidden? Well, wouldn't people just...
Yeah, I mean, isn't there an argument to be made that sort of language wouldn't have evolved if we didn't forbid that sort of language?
A la drug prohibition, a la anything else that's been prohibited? I mean, there's no explicit prohibition against it in general, but I agree with that. Forbidden fruit is attractive. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called NightSkin. and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote a lasting growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the Revolutionary Dragonskin Body Armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control, bring up anything that's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live. We'll get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what you buy. Used, new, 41 categories to shop in. We get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Jeff in Reno is on the line, listening on KBZZ. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to talk a little bit about the American Gestapo and the secret police in the United States, that being the FBI. You know, I've got Robert Mueller. He's the director of the FBI. I came across his email address.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have his phone number to his office, directly to his office, but it only is available from 8 to 5. I think it transfers somewhere, you know, after 5 p.m. Eastern time, it transfers to a different department. But I want to give his email address out over the air. It's Robert.Mueller@ic.fbi.gov. Again, Robert.Mueller.
All right. What's the purpose, Jeff?
Well, the purpose is this. I'm about to send Robert Mueller an email tomorrow, and I want to ask him about when I was in Denver, my CDs, my compact discs were stolen by an FBI informant, about $5,000 worth of my music.
Why would they do that?
Not to mention the sentimental value. Well, they knew that I was beginning to start my movement, and, of course, they wanted to create all the financial hardships that they could, and, of course...
What kind of movement are you starting, or were you starting?
Well, it's you can do a Google search and type in Renegade Movement, and they've been tampering with my political blog. They're running the paragraphs together. And I've been... I'm serious. Check this out, guys. I've been petitioning... The government, the Department of Justice, I even called them to try to get reimbursed because I have a police report about it, and I have a witness. And
how do you know it was an FBI agent that took your CDs?
I'm not saying it was an FBI agent.
No,
I'm saying it was one of their little government helpers. And
how do you know that
was my livelihood. And basically,
your CDs?
Yeah, I mean my CDs. That's how I made my living.
What do you do? Are you a musician?
He's DJ.
No, he's a disc jockey.
Oh,
DJ Blaze.
DJ Blaze.
Yeah, DJ Blaze. That's it.
So and wait, now how do you know it was an FBI informant?
Well, based on all the other stuff that was happening in Denver, I had FBI agent Brian Smith, who was following me all over Denver, harassing me. He wrote me 3 frivolous tickets, okay, for when I was calling.
The FBI's? Right?
Yeah, he wrote me 3 frivolous tickets. Yeah, he wrote, and they were documented in court. And what happened was he was writing me tickets because I called his boss, Steve Olson, and reported him for harassing me, so he wrote me a ticket for telephone harassment on 3 different times. And of course,
didn't you call once to say they were, like, following you outside of a restaurant or something like that?
Yeah, well, what happened was I was actually on the Alex Jones show, and I was talking about the CIA child sex ring and other rings, the conspiracy of silence, and you can type that in a Google search and watch the video.
Yeah,
and right after I was on Alex's show, well, not right after, but maybe an hour after, I got something to eat at Wendy's, and I left Wendy's, and I was about to cross the street, and I saw these guys running up on me, and it was 2 FBI agents, Brian Smith, his partner, David Price, and 3 Colorado State investigators.
You know, Jeff, if what you're saying is true,
it's
and I have
true.
No idea if it is, I mean, we're obviously taking your word for it, but if what you're saying is true, it really just goes to, it just goes to show what these FBI agents are spending their time on. They're spending their time investigating DJ Blaze for his website.
Well, no, they threw out the tickets. The tickets were dismissed because they didn't have jurisdiction to write the tickets, and, of course, that's one of the reasons they were thrown out. My attorney filed discovery motions on the FBI, and of course, they were all, you know, all the charges were dropped eventually. But I had to go through months and months, a few months of
DJ Blaze, where do they get the tickets from? If they don't have jurisdiction to write tickets, the FBI doesn't write tickets, where do they get them?
He got the tickets through Denver County. It was Denver County Court. And that's what it said on the ticket. And apparently he just grabbed a ticket book from somewhere.
So now you're claiming that they've stolen your DJ CDs and that they're messing with your blog by running the paragraphs together? I mean, is that as bad as it gets? That's the worst they can do to you?
No, they're doing political spying. They're involving in, you know, basically the same thing they've been doing to activists, trying to disrupt my activities.
Why don't they try to disrupt our activities? I mean, why are they focusing on you instead of here in New Hampshire, for instance?
I think it's the FBI that's actually making it snow and making it so darn cold here in New Hampshire because it's disrupting my activities.
I want a serious answer from DJ Blaze on this. Why are they going after you, DJ Blaze, and not Free Talk Live or some of the activists here in New Hampshire?
Well, basically because I'm exposing quite a few things on my political blog that they don't want exposed. And first of all, they're claiming national security. Well, guess what? A blog is links to other websites, okay?
Mm.
And let me tell you guys something.
Where are you right now? Are you at a bar?
Well, no, I'm in a casino.
Okay.
But in any event, let me just say this, guys. In the past 2 years, okay, I was picked up by the Department of Homeland Security, taken to the federal building for maybe 10 minutes, then released. Okay, I was visited by a Secret Service agent. I've been approached by federal marshals and harassed by the FBI. So you guys tell me.
You know what I don't understand is why don't they just disappear you? I mean, if they're getting into all this contact, wouldn't it be easier to just make you disappear?
Because under federal law, and I've made arrangements, the civil rights law, criminal civil rights violations, if they attempt to murder me or murder me,
you don't
carry
murder.
The death penalty.
You just get disappeared. See, they pick you up, they take you off the streets, and they put you in some spooky military brig somewhere in South Carolina. And then they might take you out to, you know, the Sudan or something like that, and
what
have
scary men do the
dirty deed.
For over a year, I've been, I have a lot of government documents stamped by the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Are they on your blog?
What's that?
Are they on your blog? Your government documents?
No, they're filed in federal court.
Oh.
In any event, I've been petitioning.
You've got to put these things on the internet so people can actually verify your claims, Jeff, because
it just sounds like you're a crackpot. But I've been petitioning the department that calls itself justice, okay?
Why bother? Right? What's the point of petitioning these government agencies? Isn't it possible that by initiating all this contact with the government that you're just drawing attention to yourself?
Well, since I'm a civil rights victim, I've been petitioning for funds from the from the criminal or the victim's crime fund to reimburse me for my CDs. But just to reimburse me for my CDs.
Ain't gonna happen, man.
Well, I tell you what.
You don't even have evidence they have your CDs.
Well, I have documentation. Let me just say this.
I'll tell Robert
Mueller in an email. You know, either the DOJ, they're going to compensate me as a victim of civil rights, or I am considering making some nonviolent financial crimes. What does Robert Mueller think about that? Charge me! I dare him to. I want to go to federal court.
DJ Blaze is on fire tonight.
Let's go.
Thank you for the call. Wow,
that was too much.
Normally he doesn't come off as quite as crazy as he did tonight, because
he makes some really good points. Sometimes I sincerely hope
when he gets to the paranoid stuff,
if this stuff happened to him, that he's successful.
I think if the FBI wanted to shut you up, they would just plant evidence of a federal crime on you and arrest you. Steal your CDs.
Steal your CDs. They hand you some tickets outside of Wendy's.
That's your blog.
Yeah, run your paragraphs together on the blog and give you a Denver, Colorado ticket outside of Wendy's and send you to the FBI.
Doing those things, I think it's more likely that it's just a private individual who doesn't like him. And maybe they're posing as if it's somebody who knows his blog and doesn't like him for that reason, they could be pretending to be the FBI. I mean, I don't know. I seriously doubt the director of the FBI, and I haven't checked. Maybe he does. I seriously doubt the director of the FBI has a public... You might have a public phone line, but somehow I doubt you can call him up.
Oh, it's... Someone's going to answer that besides the director. Let's go to the phones. Keith in Memphis, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Keith.
Oh, I just want to clarify. DJ Blaze is correct. In fact, there is a vast conspiracy, and the media is also involved. My local school newspaper, they refused to cover Ron Paul throughout the election in Tennessee. So what I did... I wrote him a letter to the editor. However, they ran the paragraphs together when they printed that. Enjoy.
That's a hallmark of the FBI's meddling, apparently, when they run paragraphs together. Wow. Wow.
Well, because nothing's more demoralizing for a fledgling political movement than to have their paragraphs run together on the op-ed.
Oh, boy. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
We shall return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and keep your eyes out for those federal agents with the Denver, Colorado ticket books. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.